In the faith, when I was younger, I thought, people don't believe because they have thought about things a lot. They have discerned. They have studied. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is. People have this great gift called knowledge, this great gift called the human brain, and we should apply it to the faith, to study, and not wait for someone else to teach me. I had a friend that was so sad one day. When he went to sleep, he didn't think the sun would come up the following day, but in the morning it dawned on him. For some things, you have to see if the congregation is awake. Since I hear no snoring, I will continue. Some people say that religious people shouldn't question, shouldn't doubt, shouldn't have difficulties. But Blessed John Newman said that 1,000 difficulties and 1,000 questions do not make a single doubt. You question and doubt something you care about. You try to study things that you have questions about. You should always question faith. You should always question science. You should use your faith for everything. Sometimes people want to put religion in the box. And the scientists of the Middle Ages, when they were asked questions about going to the laboratory, they would say, I am going to worship God in biology, in chemistry, in physics, in all kinds of engineering, in computer sciences, in psychology, in the arts. In everything, we give glory to God by seeking the truth and by getting to know things better. Whenever you love someone or something, you want to ask questions and have questions answered. What's your name? Where do you live? What do you do? When can I see you again? What is this? Why am I so curious? Because you love something, you care about something, and it should be the same for religion. You should love religion so much that you want to know, why am I here? What is the purpose of life? What does worshiping God really mean? Nothing more than being good and being healthy and being kind and loving your brothers and your sisters. That is the only way to worship God. God doesn't need us to bow down to him and tell him he's great. He has no crisis of confidence. He knows he's great. The final thought is this. I recently heard a preacher say this about the first saint in the church. The first saint that was made a saint by Jesus Christ, the good thief on the cross, when he asked Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember when Jesus said, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened, ask and you will receive. Well, this is the first time he asked, he sought, he knocked. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. And this preacher said, imagine in heaven, St. Peter asking the good thief a question. Who are you? Well, I'm a thief. Well, why are you here? Have you been baptized? No. Do you believe in justification by faith or good works? What's that? Have you ever read the Bible? It says, what's that? Have you ever been to church? No. Why are you here? Because the guy on the center cross told me I can come. God has ways of saving us we have not thought of. And this is an unusual thing, to become a saint on the cross in the last minute of your life. And I don't want to be too presumptive that we should all wait till the last minute of our life to be a saint. Because how much beauty, how much joy, and how much pleasure will pass us by because we have not lived the life of grace. People often look at religion as obligation, not as possibility. They look at it as something I have to do instead of someone I have to become. instead of being with people as an obligation, what a joy it is that I can spend this time with you, that I can spend my walk to salvation with the Lord and enjoy this life that he has given as much as possible. Religion and belief and faith in God is about joy, happiness, and beauty. Don't use the word obligation. It's like saying I have to go to a party and be happy. I'll be happy, but I won't like it. No. Look at the time you spend with the Lord and his people as a great opportunity to grow, to flower as a human being, being close to the author of life, the author of happiness, and the author of all beauty in this world and the next. Slava Isusu Hristu!